You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Today, we got a doozy. We're going to talk about a guy who produced and executed over $1 million of plumbing out of his service truck last year. He not only sold it and converted it, but he also plumbed it. He also installed it. He did it all. And this is an amazing story. And we're going to talk about that. And we see a lot of people in the program who do $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 in a year, even $800,000 in a year. But $1 million, that is crazy. That is awesome. This is not HVAC sales. This is not lay down sales where, you know, he goes to all the sewer camera jobs. This is a guy that's going to leaking faucets, is going to, I got an odor in my house, I got a rocking toilet, I got an old toilet fill valve issue, something like that. And he's turning these into bigger jobs. And quite honestly, what's crazy is his reviews are outstanding. The people love him. They adore him. And the reason why is because he's not selling people a bunch of stuff they don't need. He's not increasing the revenue or by raising prices. He's actually giving a lot of stuff away for free. It's a crazy concept and phenomenon that we teach called value stacking inside of our program. He's been in our program for a few years now. And it's really crazy fun to watch. That company's been in our program for 4 or 5 years. And they've had crazy results. And they've got an awesome story themselves. But I want to talk about him and what he did inside the homes. Now, before we get too far into this, I've got another doozy for you. We're starting a new giveaway. This is a $200 Visa gift card, $200 Visa cash money in your pocket. All you got to do is review this podcast. Every time you listen to the episodes, review the podcast, you'll get an entry. Here's the deal. It's an endless, lifeless, a never-ending lifetime entry, meaning that every time you listen to a podcast, if you leave a review, you'll get put in the entry. You got to do two things. You got to leave a review, and then you got to email us and let us know you left that review. That's it. Once we do that, we need the email just so that we can contact you if you win. That's the only really reason we need the email. And the more information we have to contact you, the better we can reach you if you win. And we're not going to spam you or call you to try to sell you anything. We just need to reach you if you win. So enter that contest by leaving a review. Now here's the deal. In that review, when it gets submitted and you enter it, we're going to drop you into the very next month's contest. But every month after that, you'll keep being in those contests until you win. If you win, we pull your name out and then we restart. Now, here's the cool thing. Let's just say you listen to 16 episodes, you leave 16 reviews, you get 16 entries, and you win one, you'll still have 15 entries. We're just going to pull the one out that you won with, and we leave you in there. So you can keep winning over and over and over again, $200 Visa gift card. If this gets real popular, we may raise that. But for right now, we're going to keep it at $200. Let's see how it goes. Let's see what happens. Now, on top of that, we're going to ship you out a little gift pack. A little gift pack of some hats, some merch, some wristbands. We're going to send out one hat. We're going to send out one wristband. And we're probably going to send out some stickers or maybe some surprises along the way here and there every month, something different. But here's what you got to do. When you email in, if you're smart, you'll say, hey, I like a trucker's cap or I like a flat bill cap. And then that way we know how to contact you and what you like so we can send you out the hat that you want versus the hat that we select. So that's all you got to do. Leave a review on the podcast and email in and let us know you left that review simply so we can get you into the drawing. And kapoozy, kapowsy, kadoozy, kawowsy, you are now eligible for a $200 Visa gift card because we just want to get back to the industry. We love all of our listeners. We have thousands. I think we're about to hit 100,000 on the play download thing, whatever the little. I think that's just on Spotify. I don't think that counts Apple. So I guess it's probably more than that. We probably already hit over 100,000, but that's really cool. That's pretty exciting, and I appreciate all of you guys for listening. And so today we're going to share a lot of valuable information, and we're going to give you the opportunity to make money, win money, get that money, cash money, records. I don't know why. They're not involved. They're not sponsoring this. You know what? Let's just take that off. I'm kidding. You probably just heard that, and we didn't take it off. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about this gentleman and really what he's doing that's making this so successful. One of the things that I find interesting about this guy is he's not one of those charismatic, like, outgoing, like, sales kind of guys. He's actually, if there's nothing to say, he don't talk. Like, he's very, very much introverted in a lot of ways. He's really good at communicating. He's to the point. He's clear. He does use a lot of, kind of third grade analogy to teach people how stuff works. He talks on their level, but he's not what you would call a salesman. In fact, I think he would admit, you know, he's not really a salesman, but he's because of that, because he's so authentic and genuine, he is really good. And he just, and the other thing I like about this guy is a lot of, you know, when I look at this guy, I go, man, he's, you know, one of the top guys, one of the, you know, he's a leader, he's a killer. He's an all-star. He's a, you know, Hall of Famer kind of guy in the game. And then I look at him and I go, and he goes, I need to get better. I need to get better. I need to get better. Just reminds me of like that Kobe Bryant mentality of just always never realizing how great you are and constantly trying to get better. And the guys that always say how great they are, those are always the guys that end up sucking. Whenever they get the guys that get exposed all the time. So if you're listening right now and you're like, this guy's an idiot, maybe you're right about that. But if you think you're too good to listen, you're already wrong. You're already off on the wrong foot. And I'm the same way. I get coaching, I get education. I still go on calls. I travel all over the country, go on different shop visits, and I go on calls with guys and run calls and diagnose and sell and do all this stuff still. I even do a little bit of plumbing here and there. Usually companies are paying me a lot of money to be at their shop, so they want me training, not plumbing, but whatever it takes. And I love it, and I stay in the game. You know, just a side note, if you have a coach or you're listening to some guru on the internet, make sure they're in the game and make sure they're not just trying to make money selling you something. I never wanted to do this. I never wanted to be on the internet. It just worked out because of some sort of thing called organic reach and you guys shared the podcast. That's what, I don't know. I'm thankful for it. I'm grateful for it. I sometimes wonder why you guys listen. Every time someone says, I listen to your podcast all the time, I'm like, I'm so sorry that you have to listen to me. I don't know, but I love that we get to do this thing. But it went viral. It took off and it was fun. We've been riding that train ever since. But we never like wanted to, it wasn't our goal, it wasn't our purpose, we weren't trying to make money on the internet. And so, you know, I'm just trying to stay in the game. I don't want to ever become disconnected and start telling you guys stuff that I remember from my, you know, back my war stories. I want new stories all the time, and I want new experiences all the time, so I can do that. And as my life has changed, I've gotten ability to experience different things around the world and really elevate the idea of service. So when I see this guy, and I've been on calls with this guy, I've been in the truck with this guy. When I see him, I'm like, man, he's got it. You know, he's doing it, and he's doing it in a way that's so authentic. Okay, and he's building a relationship. And we've talked about this stuff on the podcast before, how you build relationships, identify, connect, engage, find something you have in common with the person, basically, right? Identify something in common, connect it to a memory, and engage them with that story. And when you do that, when you talk to people and you meet them on their level, it really helps them understand who you are and where you're at. It takes you out of the box of this salesman, contractor, because they're comparing you to the HVAC guy, they're comparing you to the solar salesman, they're comparing you to the bug guy. You know, you're just another contractor to them. And so taking yourself out of that box and becoming a local community member is really powerful. And you can do that by identifying, connecting, and engaging something that you have in common. But the other thing that's really powerful about that is when you know someone in common or a group of people in common, meaning you went to the same school or you know the same teacher, that you may never verify that. Neither one of you may even talk to that teacher anymore, but you both had the same teacher in English. There's a little sense of identity to that with people where they feel like they connect, and he does this very well. He talks to people on a level that they understand, but he also connects with them. Okay, and this is crucial because this builds trust and credibility in the home. This is how they identify with you. That's why it's so important for me to let you guys know, like, hey, I'm not one of those internet guys. It's just, you know, making videos. A lot of times the videos we make on the internet, like the videos you see maybe on TikTok and stuff, we make a lot of goofy videos. Those ones are a little bit more obviously set up and planned out. But the teaching moments, those are all just captured. If you're watching this podcast on video, because we took clips from it, we video record the podcast as well, and we drop it on TikTok and Instagram Reels and Facebook Reels. And those are just authentic moments. That's just me just in the moment. None of this podcast has ever been scripted. We've never scripted a thing. You'd know if it was scripted, I'd be like, my name is Chris, and it would be terrible. It probably is terrible, but it would be even more terrible, I promise. It'd be almost like you were listening to me singing a song, which would be by far the worst of those three things. So when we look at building these relationships, we look at connecting, when we look at identifying ways that we can really help that customer feel more comfortable, you know, don't be sleazy cheesy, just get to the point, be authentic. You know, do you really know the same people as them? Do you really have something in common with them? Great, talk about it. Okay, a lot of times I'll use the problem at hand to actually build that relationship. Like, some people aren't relational, so we'll go talk about the problem of the toilet. And the fact that I talk more and more and more about the problem, here's a little side tip. When I'm diagnosing, I'm usually talking about the main thing I was there for. Even when I'm talking about other things, I relate it back to that main thing. And that just builds credibility and relieves peace of mind and just helps them feel more at ease. And Lucas is really good at that. Okay, he's really good at that. And the next thing I would say is diagnosing. You know, diagnosing is a few different things. We talk about this inside of the training. We have a format to teach plumbers how to really not only diagnose, but help the customer understand why they might be looking at something else and how they connect all that. And we've got a format for all that. He does that great. But the other thing he does, the thing that I really love that he does, is that he understands his products. So it's one thing to diagnose and say what's wrong, but it's another level of knowledge and power to have the better understanding of all the solutions that are out there. You know, we just, inside of our trainings that we do, we have a program where people are in it and we have technicians and the companies log in. There's a huge back office of like 3 years worth of training that takes you through this whole program and explains, you know, the sales process, how to build relationships and all these cool things. But that's every other week. On the off week, we'll call it, we do a live training with all the companies. And we're about to release one that's going to be all on the difference between a water conditioner and a water softener, and this is such a misunderstood thing. So if you don't understand the water softener, the water condition, or you're not fully capable of comprehending the difference between, or I would say capable, maybe you just don't know, or maybe you don't know how to install them, because that's another level of product. Like, you're not going to be offering these solutions in the home, and you're also going to ignore the problem because you don't know what to do to solve it, and so you're just going to ignore all the other things that are wrong and bad in the home, and you're going to leave the customer stranded there with that. And I've proven time and time again with so many companies and so many technicians, especially you guys that have been plumbing for 25 years and you've been in service plumbing and I'm just another sales guy. You know, it's crazy as you ignore my story that I've actually been in the field. You ignore the story that I've actually been in the trades. You ignore the story that I still go to the shops. And every time we actually meet face to face, we get to an understanding finally, because I'm willing to have that discussion with you. But at the end of the day, I've proven time and time again, just mathematically, it is far cheaper for the customer in the long run to spend money in the front run up front than it is to sit there and nickel and dime themselves on their plumbing system. And they can save themselves from a lot of aggregation, potential leaks, potential water damage, and other things not related to the plumbing as far as cost, but related to the plumbing as far as problem, like an emergency stop or a fridge line or a saddle valve leaks causes $8,000 of restoration damage off of a $200-$300 plumbing problem. It's crazy. It could have been avoided. And a lot of times, if you really solve the problem, like a softener or something, like maybe a repipe, you can take care of a lot of these things for free. Like if I'm in your house and you got a saddle valve that leaks, and I notice hard water and it's really bad there, I could do the saddle valve for free if you're going to do a softener. I got to charge you full price for the saddle valve if that's all I'm doing. But if we're gonna all of a sudden turn this into a softener call, yeah, I don't need to charge you for that saddle. Let's just get that problem out of your way. It's not a big deal. And it's just crazy many people don't understand that, but Lucas does. And he does that in the home. He does that in the home. He builds a relationship. He takes himself out of the box. He builds that credibility with the customer by saying, hey, I'm like you in some ways. Hey, I'm not just this commodity. I'm an actual human with a heart and a thought set. And also on top of that, I'm an expert when it comes to plumbing and you're not. And so while I appreciate the fact that you just want me to work on your fill valve, there's a bigger underlying issue here. And let's talk about that. And so I'll give you the option for just your fill valve, but I'm also going to give you some other options for today or for the future for these bigger underlying solutions, like a pressure reducing valve or a softener or whatever. Or maybe we got a 12-year-old water heater. We're looking at some leak over in the corner and we got a 15, 12, 15, 20 year old water, whatever. You know, some of you guys are like, well, water heaters last 20 years. In your area, but I've been in other areas where water heaters only last 8 to 12, believe it or not. It's different all over the country. That's the other thing, is like, it's crazy how different the plumbing is all across the country. I've been in Canada. I've been all over the U.S. I get pictures from India sent to my inboxes that show me like the Taj Mahal when it got redone and how they do plumbing, gravity fed, and all this, how they do their gas lines. It's just, it's cool. It's different. It's wild to me. And I see all this stuff and I'm just like, man, situations are so different. But whatever that time frame is, if we're entering the end of the life cycle of a product, yeah, why can't they replace it early? Maybe we can take a small minor problem and take away their expense on that and turn it into an investment into something that's going to get them a little bit more bang for their buck. Like, for example, if you're charging $200, $300, $500, whatever the repair is for the leak, and all of a sudden now they can just go ahead and do a water heater and you can knock the leak out at no charge, this is their chance to save, in theory, $300 to $500 on that water heater. And we call that value stacking. And that's the thing that that's the third thing that he does so well. You know, some people have accused us just because that's what businesses do. They like to slander each other and then, you know, those guys suck because whatever. That's fine. Look, just look at the evidence of the people that we work with, people they work with, and you make your own decisions. But we have tons of companies that have exploded, grown huge, great, killing it, profiting, making money, living life. We got Cornwell Plumbing right here in Indianapolis. They're driving Teslas wrap now. When I met them, they were just two brothers and a dad running the company and working out in the field. Now dad's nowhere to be found, and the two brothers are running the company, and they've got 7-8 trucks on the road, and they're killing it, and they're just killing it, and they get this amazing brand that's just beautiful now, and they got this wrapped Tesla, and they're just, it's cool, it's fun, it's got a vibe. They're rebuilding out their whole building. They just put this like 18 person locker room together for all their techs. It looks like the NBA. It's just cool stuff. Okay, it's fun, it's neat to watch, it's really great. And I see all that stuff go just kind of boom, right? Like it just takes off. But it all comes back to this idea that we're following a process, that we have something consistent to use to get that result to where we can start investing back into our company. And what they've really capitalized on is this idea that they can value stack, that they can build out the invoice, so to speak, not by discounting on the main things, but by finding small things and throwing them in on the big things. And I think that's the big misconception out there, is people will say, well, this program is just really teaching you how to discount. It's not true. It's not even close to true. In fact, a lot of times I get accused of some things, the prices are too high. Some things, the prices are too low. You can't win. All of you have your own opinions. You try to take these solutions and shove them into your world. But the reality is we're playing a different game over here. See, when you're in a home, there's just a different reality to the pricing. Meaning, if someone's only going to spend an hour, you know, spend an hour's worth of dollars with me, meaning I'm just going to do a minor repair. I got to drive there. I got to pay to get the lead to come in. I got to pull up. I got to talk to them. I got to build options. They choose the minor thing. I got to do that work. Then I got to leave. That's like kind of convenience store model, buying the lease for the most amount of money. And that's how they're going to get priced. But there's got to be a model so that the service plumber can be in the home at the time of the sale, knowing when it's appropriate to charge convenience store prices or Costco prices. Because sometimes we stay in the convenience store, grocery store price range, and we miss out on tons of volume, where all of a sudden we go from a 2-hour job to a 3-day job or a 2-day job and generate so much more volume and end up with so much more net revenue. The money that stays, you know, whether it be commission for the tech or it be company money, more money stays in the company, maybe at a different margin, but who cares at the end of the day? As long as, because at the end of the day, what's what we're after is net profit. Employees wake up to go make money and a paycheck at the end of the week, and no one really cares about how much they got before taxes. They care about how much they got after taxes. And so, and the same is true for an employer. They want to know what they made after the bills. And so if you want to have a bragging rights to say I did $1 million of revenue at 75% margin, meaning I walked away with $750,000 of net profit, which is unheard of and unthinkable, but who cares? Let's get exaggerative here. That would still be worse than the guy that's doing $20 million of revenue at a 22% margin and making, you know, what, 5 times the money, whatever. I lost my own train of thought on the math, but clearly it's more money. What's the old saying? I'd rather have 1% of 100 people effort than 100% of my effort. It's the same thinking. I'd rather have more net revenue. If that means my margins gotta be better because I have low volume, but if there's a way to generate more volume. And one last thing, I'll throw this free little gold nugget out there. There's two types of opportunity in the world. There's finite and infinite, meaning there's the reality that people need that new fill valve, okay? There's nothing I'm gonna do to create that opportunity. The world created that opportunity. Murphy's Law created that opportunity. You know, something went wrong with it and now it's gotta get fixed. But the idea that they would go from a fill valve to a new toilet and reset the clock on the whole thing, that's gonna happen 3 or 4 years early if they choose to replace it versus repair it. That's infinite. That extra, you reset the clock on, now it's gonna break down 3 years earlier in theory than it would have if you waited 3 more years to replace it. And the same is true from a water heater to a tankless. If I've got a tank water heater that's leaking, we're gonna replace that tank. That's finite business, but infinite opportunity, or finite opportunity, but infinite opportunity would be me turning that into a tankless, me turning that into a tankless softener. Maybe they're never going to buy a softener ever, so that was not finite opportunity. That was not guaranteed opportunity. The fact that I went in there and communicated well and built options and diagnosed well and helped the customer understand what was going on. I spoke in their terms. I spoke on their level at their understanding, not mine. And I didn't get combative even when they were wrong. I went alongside them, walked through the process, helped them understand everything, helped them be comfortable. And at the end of the day, they do a whole lot more work with me. They leave a much better review for me and they tell a lot more people about me. No one gets excited about the fill valve. They get excited about the new toilet. And furthermore, they get extremely excited about the new tankless. And even more than that, they get excited about the new tankless that they can control from their phone. Get on board with product knowledge. Understand what the world has to offer. The game is changing. I love you guys. Get in the drawing. Leave a review. $200 to you. In fact, here's what we'll do for the inaugural winning. What's today? We're going to probably release this. We're going to do this first drawing Independence Day. It'll be July 1st. Will be the very first drawing. This is going to probably release near the end of May. So we'll go through June and we'll do that first drawing. We'll make that first drawing $400. $400 Visa gift card. If all you got to do is leave a review, and we're going to start chart that every single, every podcast we drop, I think it'll be four or five. That means everyone's shooting for this July 4th drawing or whatever that I think that, well, can you look that up on the calendar really fast? We're going to look this up really quick and get you an exact date. But whatever that drawing is, whatever that date is, what we'll do is, you know, this is going to be the least amount of people in the drawing. There'll always be more people than the first drawing. So what we'll do is we'll say, okay, this is June. So we got July 1st. So it'll be July. We'll do the drawing on July 4th. So I guess July 1st will be the last podcast you'll be able to listen to and drop an entry by leaving a review. And then July 4th, we'll do the drawing. We'll probably do the drawing live on Facebook, and then we'll share the video or something like that. And we'll announce the winner on the podcast. So, and we'll reach out to you too. If you've obviously given us good contact information, we'll reach out to you and let you know you won. Okay, guys, I love you as always. Remember, serve your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.